The first shipments of COVID vaccine arrived in Arizona yesterday, with the first orders going to Pinal and Maricopa counties to begin phase 1A distribution on Thursday. 3,900 vaccine doses are being sent to the Navajo Nation today, where hospitalizations due to COVID infection are four times higher than the national rate. Today, the State Department of Health Services is reporting 4,134 new cases of COVID-19 and 64 additional deaths. In all, 7,422 people have now died from COVID-19 in our state.
Maricopa County received its first doses of the Pfizer vaccine yesterday, about 47,000 of them. Healthcare workers will start getting the vaccines this week. But at the same time, the county and state are regularly hitting new peaks for the number of new COVID-19 infections, and hospitals remain near capacity. Our co-host Mark Brody talked about all of that with Marcy Flanagan, Executive Director of the Maricopa County Department of Public Health.
When you and I spoke a while ago, beginning of November, you had said at that time that the weeks after Thanksgiving and after Christmas would be a really good indicator of where Arizona is heading in terms of the number of COVID cases, hospitalizations, the other metrics, things like that. Given that we are now a little more than 2 weeks after Thanksgiving, a little less than 2 weeks until Christmas, the numbers obviously don't look great. What do they tell you, though?
Yeah, unfortunately, our numbers are telling us that the holidays are having the effect that we were concerned about, which is that we're seeing an increase. When we had our previous peak back at the end of June, early July, we were seeing an average of 3,200 cases a day, and that was at our highest peak. We're now seeing 3,500 cases a day average, and unfortunately, we expect that to continue to go up with the effects of Christmas, New Year's, all of those sorts of things. So unfortunately, we have continued in that upward trend.
Why do you think it is that our numbers now are worse than what they were over the summer during the previous peak?
Yeah, I think it's a lot of things. I think one is that when we were in that peak in June and July, we had just put the countywide mask mandate in place. This was all still, even though it had been around a few months, it was fairly new. Everybody was listening to all the stay-at-home orders, the wear your mask, the social distance, all of those sorts of things. As time has gone on and school has gone back in session, we've experienced some holidays. I think that everyone is, and we've heard it time and time again, but has that COVID fatigue. And I think as we move into the holiday season, when we have a rough year like we've had in 2020, everybody's just looking for some normalcy. And normalcy could be Thanksgiving with family and friends. It could be, you know, your Hanukkah or your Christmas celebration. And I think that we're all have just been struggling this fall to really continue to follow all these guidelines of limiting who you're interacting with and the amount of people you're around. A lot of our case investigations are telling us that these are social events, a lot of family gatherings and social events where individuals are being exposed.
So given where the numbers are now, where they've been going and where it appears they're going to continue to go, do you think that Maricopa County might be headed into another period of mitigation measures, be it businesses having to close or having to change the way they operate, anything like that?
Yeah, so you're going to hear a lot more of public health and even some of our hospital executives asking to do the right thing, to be very vigilant when it comes to wearing your masks, to make some sacrifices in this holiday season. Overall, efforts that would be put in place are at the governor's discretion under his executive order, but certainly we would ask that all individuals really take these numbers we're seeing every day serious and what we're hearing from our hospitals to take that message serious as well, which is that they're running out of capacity.
Does that messaging become more challenging for public health officials, given the fact that we see vaccines coming to Arizona and specifically to Maricopa County? Is there a danger that people are thinking, oh, great, we have a vaccine now. We don't have to worry about distancing and wearing masks, and we can hang out with whomever we'd like to hang out with?
Yeah, you're going to hear us say over the next few months, probably daily, send out messages to let everybody know that this vaccine arriving is kind of like that pinhole of light at the end of the tunnel. It gives us all a sense of hope and excitement that there could be an end in sight, that we actually, for the first time, could be turning that corner. But it's a long corner to go around, and we are not going to have vaccine readily available to the general public in the quantities we need to be able to reach that herd immunity, which means we won't be seeing community spread probably until next late spring, early summer. So unfortunately, we have several months left where we're going to need everyone to continue to do all the things we've been asking for approaching a year now. And that's not been an easy thing for anyone. So all of those things are going to be really important as these next few months go on. And because there's a vaccine available, we absolutely have that fear that folks are going to start thinking it's all done, it's over with, and it's not.
How concerned are you that the fact that the vaccine is here, but as you say, will not be readily available to anyone who wants it for several months now, are you concerned that that might actually lead to higher numbers if people, there's sort of that disconnect between people thinking that everything's okay and the time when it might actually be more okay than it is now?
Yeah, I think some of the fears happening all across the nation among public health professionals, we have that fear that a few things. One, that people know that it's been all over the news all weekend long. Pfizer's just the first vaccine to arrive, but Moderna will be here shortly. I think people hear that and they say, all right, we get to go back to life as normal. That's not where we're at yet. I think the other kind of fear in public health is that we need to, when it does become available to each phase in this process, that we get enough individuals that when it is your turn to get vaccinated, that choice is made to get vaccinated.
Are you confident that the processes that your agency and individual providers have set up for making sure that this first round of frontline health workers and others who will be getting the vaccine, are you confident that it's going to run smoothly and go about as well as it can?
We've been working on these plans with one another since March. I mean, and even prior to that, we practiced these annually with hospitals on if there is a pandemic. So I know that we have great staff and our hospital partners and our EMS partners and everyone that have been a part of pulling this plan together and our own public health staff that we are going to be successful. We're going to get the vaccine when it gets here to everyone and make it available for the general public as well in the months to come.
All right. That is Marcy Flanagan, Executive Director of the Maricopa County Department of Public Health. Marcy, thanks for your time. I appreciate it. Be well.
Thank you. You too.